This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the entire website, totally free. freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, how much of it will sneak in, I'm not sure. We got to talk about the fair tax. Let's see, we've got a school security sweep that has happened. What were they looking for? It wasn't drugs, for once. We'll explain. But first, we go to the phones. We'll talk to Eric in Austin, Texas, on the Amplifier line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was going to talk about net neutrality, but I guess I can save that for tomorrow because it sounds like you guys are busy talking about gas prices.
Well, you can talk about whatever you want. You're on Free Talk Live, so go.
Well, you know, there is an interesting thing I do want to bring about gas and gas prices and taxes. You know, last week you all were talking about hidden taxes and products. And one of the biggest hidden taxes that we all pay every day is gas tax on every product we buy.
That's
true. If you talk about a multi-stage production item, such as a computer, which requires multiple parts from multiple vendors, you pay a portion of the gas tax on every part that goes into it.
That's an excellent point, because they have to ship the parts from point A to point B to, you know, get them manufactured, get them in the computer, get the computer to the store. You're absolutely right. You're paying for all those shipping companies, all those logistics and freight companies. You're paying all their gas taxes, too.
Exactly. So if we could, God willing, get rid of the gas tax, prices in this country on everything would go down, maybe not drastically, but by a good portion.
Great point.
To where we'd all be keeping more money.
Excellent point. It's another one of those hidden taxes that we're paying in the price of the products that we buy. Anything else in your mind today? Did you want to cover net neutrality? Because I don't know much about it.
Well, net neutrality is the thing that's come up. There's a few telecoms that are getting kind of greedy. Verizon's been the spearhead on it. But what they want to do is they want to throttle bandwidth to you from certain websites such as Google or YouTube, you know, sites that tend to use a lot of bandwidth. They want to get an extra portion of the pie. You know, you're already paying for the bandwidth that you use, but they want to now charge those websites for some of that bandwidth you use.
I see. Let me make sure I understand this. Essentially, what it's going to be is they're going to have a priority system where if Google doesn't pay the piper, if Google doesn't pay Verizon X amount of dollars per month, then they'll put them on the low end of the totem pole, and they'll serve up other websites quicker than they will serve Google. Is that basically what will happen?
That's essentially what they're talking about, right. And a lot of people are freaking out about it, and it boggles my mind as to why people are freaking out about it, because if my ISP were to do that, I'd drop them in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it seems like a simple thing to fix. You just tell them that you're dissatisfied with their throttling program, and you're done with them.
Yeah, exactly. And other ISPs, some of the smaller ones like, you know, Earthlink or PeoplePC, they're probably sitting there rubbing their hands just waiting for these big ISPs to start throttling so that people will switch.
Yeah, send us some business, please.
Exactly. And it's funny because all the major companies, All the major companies that are talking about doing this are the telecoms, the old-school telecoms, Verizon, SBC, AT&T.
The ones that are used to having the government do everything for them.
Exactly.
Well, now, wait. Now, I want to bring up another point on this. Isn't this also something that is being proposed on, like, a backbone level? Because the Internet, you know, the different ISPs that you're talking about are all on, in some cases, depending on the areas of the country they're in, they're all on the same, I think they're called backbones. They're the low-level, high-speed, big pipelines that are essentially running the Internet in the background. Isn't there somebody, like Cisco's involved in that, and there's other these big companies that are just sort of behind the scenes that nobody's ever heard of. Aren't they talking about doing throttling as well?
You know, I haven't looked into it that far. I haven't heard. The two names that keep coming up consistently are Verizon and AT&T. Mm. And the point I want to make about them is they offer DSL service, which traditionally here in the States has a much lower subscriber base than cable modems. Because while a DSL line can go faster, it's like twice as much as a cable modem to go faster. So if you want the price of a cable modem, you get like half the speed of a cable modem.
I see.
And none of the cable modem companies that I've heard of are talking about doing this.
Well, if there's one thing that I'm aware of with the Internet is there's a lot of competition, and I think the competition will probably end up keeping us safe from this net neutrality thing. And if they start serving up Google at dial-up speeds, I'm going to be pretty angry about that.
And that's the other thing, because that's the one site they always talk about is Google. Well, Google's already optimized to run just fine on a dial-up speed. I mean, there's hardly any images.
True, no frills.
It's mainly all text, so it's not like you could slow down the delivery of a Google page.
Great point. Well, hopefully competition will keep this from happening. If it does, it'll give it a quick death. Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing
from
you. 800-259-9231. Did you pretty much grasp all that, man?
I
read
an article
in the dark on this.
I read an article on it, and I sort of understood already.
Okay.
Well, what I get is that, from what he'd said, is the big telecoms are just going to kick themselves out of the Internet business if they're not careful. If, in fact, it's the telecoms rather than the Internet or the cable companies that are proposing to do this.
I mean, what are these?
That'll put the final nail in the coffin of what is it again? It's not cable, but
the DSL.
DSL, yeah. Right.
It seems to me that none of the consumers in the Internet world are demanding that their websites load slower. So,
no.
I mean, if they're going to go after this because they might make a couple extra bucks on it, they really need to reconsider.
Well, cable companies are used to being given big fat deals from governments, too, so mm-hmm. I'm not exactly fans of them either. So I'm not sure who's going to win out on this. But
I'm not fans of cable companies, but they perform fairly well when it comes to the Internet because they're competing on a more even field. They're competing with more options out there. And the more the merrier. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, quick news about a Supreme Court decision today. They ruled 5-3 that the state of Arkansas was wrong to take away a Little Rock man's home due to non-payment of property taxes.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. It sounds good up front, but let me give you the details. In the case, the state had mailed certified letters to the man's address, which had been returned as undeliverable, and posted a notice in the newspaper of the impending taking after Gary Jones had stopped paying property taxes. The Supreme Court said that that the state didn't do enough to contact Jones and notify him of the impending action. According to the New York Times, nothing that the certified mail sent to the address had been returned, noting it had been returned because Mr. Jones was not there to sign for it. The Chief Justice wrote, quote, "In response to the returned form suggesting that Jones had not received notice that he was about to lose his property, the state did nothing." So they took the form back in and they said, well, let's take his property anyway. Joining the Chief Justice were some of the other justices. Their ruling overturned decisions by the Arkansas Supreme Court and a lower state court which had found against Mr. Jones. As it turns out, Jones just apparently forgot about his property taxes. His mortgage company had been making the property tax payments for him.
Ah.
And when his house was paid off, he had never sent in any further property tax payments.
Mm. Pretty convenient. Forget about property taxes for several years.
Right. Well, he wasn't paying them outright in the first place. They were included in his mortgage payments, so he wasn't used to paying property taxes.
I can't dispute his claim, but it seems awfully darn convenient. I've never forgotten mine.
Well, but are yours built into
your
mortgage?
Been, yes.
Are they now?
And they are not today.
Okay.
But I have at times thought to myself, oh yeah, property taxes, because I know that PITA it includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. That's what some payments include. Some don't. And you have to note these things.
Well,
if you want to keep your house, that is.
According to IOError.us, Homeland Stupidity, the upshot is that this decision will make it more difficult for a state to seize the property of people who fail, for whatever reason, to pay property taxes. So because the Supreme Court said you didn't do enough, that means people out there that have the courage to refuse to pay property taxes pretty much just have to dodge all the efforts from the government to let them know they're going to take their house. It's an interesting decision. Not super pro-liberty, but there's a little bit there. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we got an email about the fare tax, or as our emailer calls it, the fartax.
Fartax.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 72906. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives, we've got them for you. If you missed a moment of the show, go get them for free. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No hoops that you have to jump through. You just go and download them. Free. And there's over a year's worth of archives for you. Freetalklive.com is the place to go get them.
It, not only does it cost no money, but there's you don't even have to have like a sign-up name or anything.
Nope. Just go and get them. Freetalklive.com. All right. So, Manwich, let's talk about the fare tax. You got an email about it from Jet.
I do, from Jet. So, I don't know. He sort of starts right into it. Yes. Along with having to bully those states and businesses to comply or face violence, it would provide a pretty good mechanism to track every individual within the whole U.S. of A. For example, if you want to get your base check, that's the check that you would get back from the government.
Right, the rebate check.
Right, the rebate check.
Prebate, as they call it.
Right.
It's essentially a welfare check for all America,
mm-hmm.
which is sick.
Make sure that mommy government knows exactly where she can find you each and every day. Who pays for all this mailing back and forth? We do. Further, can you imagine the logistical nightmare of updating all those records of people who choose to move to another city or state each month? Now,
yeesh.
You know that obviously Visa and MasterCard have managed to pull this off pretty well.
Sure.
But
the government?
Yeah, they do. I'm afraid it's not like that with bureaucrats.
Right.
They're not motivated by profit, and they're not going to get fired if they're bad at their jobs.
Because
mm-hmm. they just don't get fired. Anything short of, well, murder, they're not
right.
going to get fired.
And essentially what they're talking about creating here, this prebate program, will give every American who signs up for it, and I mean, there's going to be a lot of Americans that sign up for it because it's free money it's the way they're going to see it. Then it'll give them the entitlement mentality. If they've never had it before, if they've never collected a welfare check before,
mm-hmm.
they'll all of a sudden develop the entitlement mentality. Well, I deserve this $400 check every single month because
I'm an American.
Because you've been giving it to me. And so when they move, if they move to a new location and the bureaucracy is a little bit slow updating their files, as it's inevitably going to be, they're going to say, hey, where's my check? I sent in my change of address form 2 months ago, and you haven't sent me my new check. Well, sir, we're processing your request right now. Thank you for the call today. Or maybe they won't even answer the phone. I mean, you should know how bureaucrats can be. But, I mean, then people are going to get up in arms about, well, where's my check? Where's my check? Well, that's what you get for saying yes to welfare.
That's what he says. How long would it be before millions of Americans are calling to ask where their check is? That would require a huge building full of operators spending
right.
their time and yours, and your money, trying to resolve who really did and who really didn't get their checks.
Right, so
now that's the trick.
Mm.
Not only are there going to be people calling that didn't get their checks, but there are going to be people calling who did get their checks wanting to know where the next check, you know, like, ooh, I need to get more checks.
Yeah.
This is how it works. Now, how come you don't hear about Visa and MasterCard kicking back all kinds of checks to scam artists? Well, because they're competent. But you hear about people scamming the government all the time.
Sure.
Because they're not. Not profit-motivated. Sorry. All right.
Not motivated at all.
Yeah. Well, they'd end up shooting each other from all the frustration. That's what he claims that the operators would be doing. I don't know. Investigators would be hired to watch you and make sure that you didn't get two checks. And the first check would have to be canceled where you'd have to wait a month or two to be sure. And then by the time that you've already bought another house across the street or town, another city, so here you go again.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine how long it's going to take for these checks to catch up with you every time you move.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's quite possible. Well, oh yeah. Now think of all the crooks waiting by your mailbox each and every month for your check to arrive. If you think we have an identity theft problem today, everyone's going to be a target then.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's worth $600, $700, $800, $900 a month.
Right, and that's what they're talking about. They're talking about to get on this prebate program, you have to alert the Social Security. They're saying the Social Security Administration is going to handle this, so you have to alert them to who you are, to your Social Security number, to your address, and to how many people you have in your home, which means that I would think that the amount of people in your home will become subject to verification.
Sure. People lie about how many kids they have when it comes to Social Security and welfare and all that stuff.
So if it's subject to verification and you're telling the government, I got five kids in my home. Well, sir, according to our files here at the Social Security Department, we see that you've only had 3 children. Where did the extra 2 kids come from? Well, I'm telling you, I got 5 kids. All right, we're going to send one of our agents over tonight, and you can take him on a tour of your home to prove that you actually have 5 children. They do this with kids in school. They'll do this. Let me see. I saw an example of this. One school district has the school choice thing where...
Right.
Actually, no, it's not school choice. It depends on where you live, but people try to scam the system because they want to get into the good schools.
Sure.
So they'll open up a mailbox, or they'll have a friend who lives in the district,
right.
Claim they're living at their house, and they'll send the cops over there to verify that the person is indeed living at the home. They'll go in and look through bedrooms and stuff.
Well, my mom, when I went to public school, didn't want to go to the redneck school in town, which is the district that I lived in.
Right.
I wanted to go to the best academic public school that was around, the government school.
Sure.
So we use my grandmother's address. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's not as much as using a friend, not as scary as using a friend's. I mean, one could claim that I live at my grandmother's if one chose to. But that's how we did it.
And people have gotten caught, and people are already letting people, the officials, into their homes to search and verify. So this is just going to lead to more verification and more intrusions on privacy.
Right. Another 1,000 operators and investigators would have to be dispatched to the phones and into your neighborhood for your safety to protect your new check delivery.
Mm.
To avoid direct mailings where the checks could be stolen, you could be forced to enroll in an electronic funds transfer with your bank. If you didn't have a bank account, you'd be forced to get one. For a fee and charges, of course, or you wouldn't be paid. Now the government really has direct access, looking right into your bank account. It appears the real agenda might be to track and control your movement within the country and track and control your money, income, and expenses.
And think about it from this point of view. We've talked plenty of times on Free Talk Live about how the government loves to just print money and just put it out there and make inflation happen, because that's the primary cause of inflation is the printing of money. Well, if they're paying every American, and I would presume that, you know, most Americans would climb on board because, again, hey, it's free money. If they're paying out every American this X amount of dollars, this $400 or $500 check at the beginning of every month, won't that just inflate the money supply? Am I wrong about that? Won't it just cause rapid inflation and make that $400 and $500 worth less and less every single month?
Not if they're actually collecting the money.
From income taxes?
From income taxes. Sort of sales taxes.
Okay.
The fart tax.
You're saying.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay. If they're actually, if they're doing the right thing, which is unlikely as heck, that they're spending what they get in and that they're, giving this prebate out of the money from which they get in, but then they have to pay all these people, but of course, who pays them? So
not only
do we get taxed out of our shorts again, but we also have to pay for another monster agency and be more enslaved, by having to report to this new huge bureaucracy.
Oh my God! I mean, if you thought Social Security was bureaucratic today, wait until they have to handle cutting checks to millions more Americans.
Yeah.
Wait until I went down to the Social Security office the other day because I had to get some a form or something. So I could get my house up in New Hampshire. And there weren't a lot of people in there. It was kind of the middle of the day. Not lunchtime, but between lunch and closing time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a decent amount of people. It was an okay wait. But I'm trying to imagine now with 10 times the clientele, how many people are going to be waiting around in the Social Security office to try to get all these problems with the prebate resolved. I mean, this bureaucracy can barely handle the amount of work that they have today. It's just going to be insane if this prebate thing happens. We've got more from Jet coming up. Your show, you take control, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
To control the airwaves. 800-259-9231. And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com is the place to go to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And, of course, the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty lovers to one state so they can become activists for liberty. It's a fantastic plan. That's why Manwich and I are members of the Free State Project.
Both of us, yes.
And so we are going to go to the state of New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is one of the few states in America that doesn't have a sales tax.
Right.
Now, if this national sales tax, so-called fair tax plan gets passed, that's essentially going to be telling New Hampshire that they all of a sudden now have to start, all these New Hampshire businesses that have enjoyed economic prosperity from not having to charge sales tax,
mm-hmm.
they've had people coming across the borders from Vermont and from Massachusetts to buy products in their state, which is helping New Hampshire businesses out, will be forced at gunpoint to start paying, to start collecting federal sales tax. And I hope that this, if this ever comes to fruition, they refuse to participate in this program.
I hope so, too.
All right, so let's go on with Jet's comments.
So now he's referring to the large bureaucracy that would have to be in place to implement this fair tax that they have, the prebate to mm-hmm. the fair tax. And he's saying that they're going to have to send the checks to different places. And one of the things that they're going to have to do is, you know, they're going to have to know where you live. So they'll make it a crime not to report your location every month.
Right.
You'll face fines, imprisonment, and violence if you take a vacation or work late that day because you weren't there to guard your mailbox. Like the keys left in the car laws, which we had talked about the other day. As mm-hmm. a matter of fact, here in where we are in Sarasota, Florida, apparently it's illegal to leave your car running. They'll give you a $500 fine for that.
Yeah.
It will be a crime to let your check sit in the mailbox overnight. After all, it could be stolen, and it would be your fault. So they have to protect you from that. So you could be fined.
Not because somebody's going to wipe the name off of it. It'll be a printed check, so I can't imagine that stealing it would be any big boon to an individual, but perhaps they would justify it being a crime because if your check is stolen, then you're going to call them and waste their time with your complaints about how your check didn't make it to you.
Certainly a possibility.
Go, keep going.
More laws, more postage, more agents, more reporting, more tracking, more fines, more tax, more control. Now that's what I call fair. Everyone gets abused.
Yeah, great point.
Well, what it doesn't take into consideration is people with green cards.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really? Are they going to give prebates to people with green cards? People that
No, they're only going to give it to people with Social Security numbers.
You can get a Social Security number with a green card.
Oh, then yes, they will.
Okay.
Because they spend money, too.
Okay, good.
It's for everybody that spends money. It's insanity. It's creating a welfare state in America, and what's sick is that people that consider themselves libertarians are behind this plan, and it's not good. Not freedom-loving. Let's go to the phones. You bring up anything. Tim in Pittsburgh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. First of all, I wanted to talk about, just really quick, something that I saw on Dig.com today. Apparently, here's a quote. Oklahoma's state senate unanimously passed a bill that would equate video games like Halo and Grand Theft Auto with hardcore porn, making it a crime to sell those to anyone under the age of 18.
Wait, they passed this law?
Apparently.
Oklahoma?
Was
it signed by the governor, or was it just the House?
I just posted the article on the BBS.
Okay.
What I really wanted to talk about, though...
That's disturbing.
Yes, it is. What I wanted to talk about was... I don't think, or not to sound negative, but I don't think that the free country idea with the libertarians will quite work. Not because of the system, but because of the people in the system.
So should we just give up, then?
No, not necessarily. I'm just... this is just speculation.
You're just being pessimistic?
So what do you think about people? People will make it so that freedom doesn't work?
I think that just if people had been responsible enough earlier in the past, we wouldn't have so many laws as of today, because it's just, I think that people have other things on their mind, and that's why people don't vote or whatever.
You're right. I mean, people are distracted, no doubt about it, and people have been lazy, and they have dropped the ball of liberty, and they've allowed this government to get bigger, and in some cases, they've demanded that the government get bigger, and they've demanded more so-called protection, and they've demanded more rules. So it's been said that the people get the government that they deserve, but if we get people together that love liberty, and they're still out there, Tim, I mean, they're listening to this show, we convert people all the time. We've got a guy out in Utah that was a rabid socialist before he started listening to Free Talk Live. Now, not only has he converted away from socialism to libertarianism, but he's also become an amplifier to Free Talk Live. I mean, you want to talk about a success story, I think it's absolutely something that that we can win.
And another thing that that should be taken into consideration is when we started this great experiment called America, there was nothing like it anywhere. It was kings.
Right.
And so they didn't know what they were setting up. We've had 250 years of progressive, progressively more larger government, so that if we ever do get a chance to bring liberty back to America, which I think the only way we're going to do that is the Free State Project, but if we ever get a chance to do that, we have made the mistake one time, and there's lots of democracies everywhere that we can have a chance to look at, whereas we didn't have that the first time.
You're saying we could point out and say, well, we don't want to do this again. Look, we already did it once.
Look at what a mistake it was to give money coining powers to the government.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I see a bright future, Tim, and even if you're right, and even if it's a hopeless case, that won't stop me from fighting for liberty for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if people don't vote, then I don't think that people are going to go out or some people aren't going to go out and try to change the government entirely.
I see what you're saying. You're saying they're too apathetic. If they're not voting today, what are they going to do in the future? And the one factor that you're leaving out is as government gets more oppressive, more people will turn on to this movement. As government gets more intrusive in people's lives, more people will come to realize that it has gone too far, and then they might take up arms, then they might go to the ballot box, and there might be a change made. Thanks for the call, Tim. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
And every revolution, and I'm not saying that I want a bloody revolution. I'm saying that I would like to see freedom in this country.
It can be a nonviolent revolution, can't there?
I'm certain there can.
Okay.
But I'm just, it's a scary little word, mm-hmm. and I don't like to just bandy it about.
Sure.
Every revolution is a minority revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Not a single one is the majority of the people. It's always a small amount of people that manage to get it done as compared to the whole.
The doers.
Mm-hmm. And the rest just follow along.
Right. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to create a movement. We've got to lead it, and somebody's got to do it, and might as well be Free Talk Live in the front. 800-259-9231. All right, so let's go to an email that's a little bit more critical of us, Manwich.
I like those.
This one from Dan. He says, "Hey, guys, I like your show, and I think I'll tune in a lot more often. But when I hear you talk about the evils of taxes, well, I don't know. I'm a Canadian, and I sort of love my taxes." We found one, Manwich.
Great.
We've been looking for you, Dan.
We've been looking for the guy that loves taxes.
Right. Dan's going to tell us about how he loves taxes coming up here. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We've been asking for this email. We've been asking to be contacted by one of the few people in the world that actually enjoys paying taxes. And Dan, he's the one. We'll explore more coming up. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. And join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both available, both totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. We have found him, Manwich. Oh, our dreams have come true. It's Dan from Canada, and he's emailed the show because he, in his words, sort of loves his taxes.
Sort of loves his taxes.
Okay, well, we're looking for somebody that really likes to pay taxes, and I guess this is as close as we're going to get.
It's as close as we're going to get right now, that's for sure.
Yes, they're a bit high, says Dan, but I think that there's a lot to be gained from them. Although government may be inefficient, it does important things that not everyone else can do.
Like?
In Canada, it provides our health care. And
what? Wait, that's ridiculous. Not everybody can provide health care? We've had health care for a long time without people, without the government providing it. That's ridiculous, Dan.
Okay,
think for a second.
There's more. They provide our daycare for our children.
What? Do you think we don't have daycare in America, Dan? We have daycare.
Free.
It's better.
But it's free.
It's better. It's not free. Nothing's free. It's extraordinarily expensive. You just don't realize it.
He says it's not something that everyone can afford, but it's something that everyone needs.
No, it's not.
And even if it is something that everyone needs, then that's just a call to the marketplace. If there's a product, a service that's in such high demand that every single person needs that product or service, man, there's some profit to be made there. Oh, but he addresses profit in a moment. While our medical system is imperfect, the profit motive seems to have perverted many aspects of the American healthcare system, not to mention the pharmaceutical industry. The profit has perverted the healthcare system? No, the perversion has been the involvement of government, because without government, then prices would actually go down.
Sure.
Profits would be lessened because of competition. Because when you've got different healthcare providers out there competing for customers, they have to lower their prices. They have to make their service more efficient. They have to move you in and get you out and get you healthy and get you back on your feet in record time, or else you might go to the other hospital next time. And that's not what we have today in America, because the government is involved with all of its stupid rules and red tape that just do nothing but slow down and make the healthcare more bureaucratic and more expensive. Healthcare could be like the computer industry. I mean, look at computers. Over time, computers get faster, they get better, and they get cheaper. Per dollar, the dollars that you pay for a brand new computer today, the performance that you get per dollar is several times what it was 10 years ago.
Why couldn't healthcare be like that?
It could.
Well, the reason it's not?
Because
of government involvement.
He goes on. He says, there are also some things like the exploration of space that's invaluable to many levels, on many levels, to our world on many levels. That was his repetition.
Well, the thing is that it's not valuable on many levels. I mean, I suppose NASA gave us Tang, maybe Velcro.
No, those were both developed by private companies.
Oh, for NASA? So what has NASA really done?
Spent a lot of money.
Yeah, spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Sending rats into space and stuff.
Look, I like space.
Walking,
now, wait a minute.
Hitting golf balls on the moon.
There's a lot of people in the world that think space is really important, and I happen to think it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot out there, a lot to learn, a lot to explore. Well, there's a lot of people that agree with that idea, that they want to see space explored. So why not let them fund a space exploration on a voluntary basis?
And as ludicrous as that sounds, Spaceship One just did that last year. I mean, there was a prize out.
They did it for a fraction of the price, too. This stupid space shuttle that we have. And, hey, does Canada have a space shuttle? I don't even know about that.
Yeah.
This stupid, huge, behemoth space shuttle that hasn't changed in 20 or 30 years. We send it up once in a while, and, I mean, gosh, we haven't really sent it up that many times. In Harry Brown's excellent book, The Great Libertarian Offer, he outlines the original goals for the space program. They wanted 52 space flights a year. They get 2, 3, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, out of the 2 or 3 per year that we get, a couple of them have blown up into flames and killed their crew members. I mean, it's not safe at all to have the government send people into space. But yet when you let the marketplace handle this, it's done for a fraction of the cost the government does it for, and it's far more safe. And you and I aren't footing the bill unless we voluntarily want to. While going on, he says, at what point does it become profitable to scan the solar system for near-Earth asteroids? What money is there to be made from...
Whoa. What difference does it make if we know where the near-Earth asteroids are?
It doesn't make a darn bit of difference.
No, not a bit of difference. Because if an asteroid's going to hit Earth and end life, an asteroid's going to hit Earth and end life, regardless of what they say on the movies.
What money is there to be made, he says, from building the Hubble and all the space-related technology that preceded it and increasing the knowledge of all humanity?
There you go. In search of knowledge. People in search of knowledge will pay for that knowledge.
That's right. But he must think that humanity... This kind of attitude, the government has to do certain things because other people won't support it, essentially says that your ideas are so miserable, that these ideas are so bad that nobody would voluntarily support them. And I disagree. I think space exploration could easily get voluntary support.
But what if I do think that space exploration is superfluous and stupid?
you shouldn't be forced to pay for it.
I really shouldn't. And that's what it is. Like, how, in my life, as an advertising executive and a radio talk show host, how has my life benefited by space exploration? And why should I have to pay for it?
Even if it is, if you can't see the benefits, you shouldn't have to pay for it. If it's everything should be done voluntarily. Anyway, he continues. He says, while I don't agree with your no taxes philosophy, I do believe I understand it. I just think there are some things that need to be done that shouldn't be driven by profit, or furthermore, can't be. And then he gives another example. We'll explore this idea, the idea that not everything should be driven by profit. And is everything driven by profit? Is the Salvation Army driven by profit? Is the Red Cross driven by profit? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer, I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick. That one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. If you want to get on, now's the time to make that call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of the entire site because it's all for free. Though we would like you to voluntarily support the show for $3 a month. That's all we're asking. It's called AMP. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to get the details. But in essence, we take $3 a month in from you, turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote the show to the industry. We get on more radio stations as a result of it. In fact, we're going to be announcing a brand new FM affiliate coming soon, which is pretty exciting for us. Plus, we also do more with it, like we attend industry conventions, and we do internet advertising, so we get more internet listeners. I mean, there's a lot that we're doing with the $3 that you send in via the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the Amplifier-only call-in line. You get access to classic archives from way, way back when we were a local show. Only the Amplifiers get access to that. And you can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of an email from Dan in Canada, and he says that he just loves to pay taxes. Well, he says he sort of loves his taxes. And he says, while I agree with your no taxes philosophy, I do believe I understand it. I just think that there are some things that need to be done that shouldn't be driven by profit, or furthermore, can't be. Well, if that's really true, and it might be a true statement, then does that mean that government is the organization that should be handling those things?
Well, I like to use for this the arts. Throughout time, the arts have existed. The arts certainly aren't a very profitable business.
No.
Although curators, not curators, but art galleries make it, and somehow or another artists survive, and some artists become very wealthy. Art's not the most profitable line of work, but how did they make it before there were a big, huge, invasive government to stick it in front of its buildings?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suppose kings supported artists, but then again, so did lesser rich people, too.
Art's in demand.
I mean, people want it.
Just because you're not creating the art that is in demand doesn't mean that art's not in demand. It is. People want certain types of art, and they're willing to pay for it. In regards to his claim, though, that there are some things that can't be done on a profitable basis, well, okay, fine. That doesn't mean that it's not logical to say it does not follow that government should handle those things. If it indeed is true that some things shouldn't be driven by profit, allow the marketplace to come up with solutions like charities, okay? Like individuals and groups working towards a goal without making profits. They do it all the time. They do it because they want to help. They do it because they want to make a difference. They do it because it makes them feel good. They're profiting by feeling good, even though they're not making money. What's wrong with that? Finally, he says, I think countries like Sweden, Switzerland, who constantly come in at the top of the list as the best places to live in the world, oh, well, check your list, okay? Make sure it wasn't written by a socialist. Because frequently people rank the best place to live on, you know, who's got the free health care and who's got the government handout programs. And, you know, if it's on the top of the most free places in the world, then that's another story.
I mean, the Swedish have written, we've had letters from Swedes saying, no, this is not the socialist paradise that people think it is. It's an awful place to live.
Of course, in those countries, you can't become as wealthy as you can in the USA, but you also don't have many of the poverty-fueled problems that run rampant in the USA. I don't know about that, man. From what we've heard from our listeners in those countries, their problems are being shoved under the rug by the government so it doesn't appear that they have these problems. But, oh, they have plenty of problems. Of course they do. Government makes it that way. It's been Ian here with you.
And man,
see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.